Well, as we've already said, it is our last day of mission conference. We had a great time Wednesday night, and going to finish it up today. Now, this morning for Sunday school, we normally just teach a Sunday school lesson, but we've got a couple of our missionaries with us. It was not here Wednesday night, and I'm going to ask Brother Tom Knickenbocker. Now, he's no stranger to us. He works with Helps Ministries and does a great job and tries to keep up with everything. And of course, he's been with Brother Scotty laid up. Brother Tom and some of them been probably pulling double duty. We appreciate them being on schedule with us for our mission conference. So I'm going to ask Brother Tom to come introduce our missionaries this morning. They'll speak to us mostly testimony for just a little bit, and we're going to try to put it here in the Sunday school hour. Brother Tom, you come on.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, we're glad to be back again here. It's always a joy to be at Landmark, and we're going to get right into our testimonies right away. So the first brother we have with us is a pastor down in Haiti, Pastor Gerval Octave. For you musicians, you'll like the idea of octave. Amen? That's you know, eight notes from each other. Okay, in case you didn't know. And but we appreciate him. He's got a good testimony. And brother, come at this time, if you would, and share your testimony.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let's say thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Brother Tom, for having me here this morning. As Brother Tom said, I am Octave Gerval. I am from Port-au-Prince, which is capital of Haiti. I have with me my prayer card. I got many, set them in the back on the table with my board. I have a pictures board. They got many pictures about Haiti. You, after the service, you could see those pictures to see what I'm doing in Haiti. Haiti, a little island that we share with Dominican Republic. No time to tell you many things about Haiti, but anyway, I think for this week you have heard and see through the TV many things bad about Haiti. No time to talk to you about them. Just I would like to tell you one thing about Haiti. There's also many denominations, but one of them is voodoo. Voodoo is certain religion that I would like to ask you, please pray for Haiti. Probably this is why the people doing bad like that. Because voodoo got had many people in Haiti. So please pray for Haiti and this situation. As for me, I'm married for 31 years. I've been in the ministry I'm married for 31 years, been in the ministry for 41 years. However, I've been pastor for 23 years. I am over two churches in Haiti, also over some prayers group that I'm planning to transform as soon as I can. In churches, for my goal in Haiti, that planting churches until God calls me to go in heaven. Amen. Two churches, and big and young one. The big one, it's over 200 members. The young, 91 members. Last July, we had a vacation Bible with in both churches with 81 kids and teenagers. And the end, praise to God, 28 of them got saved. Amen. Also, outside Port au Prince, we had a youth camp with over 100 young people, with many pastors, friends, churches also. In the end, 25 dedicate their life to God, 7 of them got saved. You need to praise God for that. As for me, I got saved at 17 years old. Now, I am 58 years old. God grace, I went to a Christian school. Let's say I was born first in idolatrous family. People in my family worship all kind of things of nature. Trees, rock, sun, stars, and so forth. And then, as for me, by grace of God, I went to a Christian school. Every morning before class, they took a time for devotion with all students. They sing, they read the Bible. And then as long as they sing, they read the Bible, I took time to meditate about the beauty of them. Now in April 1996, I was invited by one of my friends to attend a revival. To make short, the preacher took John 3:16. He said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Amen. By many ways, he was trying to show how God loves the world. And then I remember he said, and three times, "Can I tell you, if you believe in God, if you believe in God, if you believe in God, you can't lose your salvation." He went in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1 of the 2. He said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of spirit and of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. When I heard that message, I could not rebel against God, and I gave my life to the Lord. To conclude, after I got saved, Lord used me to win all the soul, the family that I told you. I won my father. I won my mother. I won my sisters. I won my brothers. I won my uncles, all the family. Amen. That means they are no longer now worship idol. They worship the Lord of Lords in heaven, and some of them are already in heaven. That's awesome. Thank you so much, preacher. Thank you so much, church. May God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that so much. Come ahead, Brother Jerry Tanwan from the Philippines, and take us up to about 10 of, I guess. And we appreciate, you know, we've been traveling around with the last 2.5 months with up to 10 national pastors. And so that's been really exciting. And, you know, these guys are so excited about going home. They're all leaving Tuesday. And they haven't been home for 2.5 months. And I'm looking forward to going home, too. I've been home a few times during that time. I get to sneak home once in a while, but been gone for a little while. So people talk about going on vacation. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to go home. Amen? And I'm looking forward to that. But we appreciate Brother Jerry. Jerry, brother, come and share with us whatever the Lord lays on your heart.
Good morning, everyone. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. My name is Jerry Tanawan. I came from the Philippines. The Philippines is composed of three major islands. We have the Luzon, we have the Visayas, and we have the Mindanao. I am in the middle of the Philippines, which is the Visayas region, in particular the Eastern Visayas, a very well-known province or state because of two major events that took place. First of all, on October 20, 1944, General Douglas MacArthur landed in our province. And on that day, you sent your military forces to liberate us from the Japanese occupation. And I am so grateful and thankful for this great country of yours, that you sent your military forces to the Philippines to liberate us from the Japanese occupation. But you did more to it. You did not only send military forces to our nation to liberate us from the Japanese occupation, but you sent missionary families. And the person this morning that stands behind this pulpit is a living testament, is a living product of missions giving in the United States of America. So that this morning, if you are still wondering and doubting if missions work, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, fellow believers in the Lord, let me remind you that missions works, because this person, by the grace of God, was reached through that missionary that left the comfort of the United States of America, spent so many years in the Philippines winning Filipinos to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am so grateful for this great country of yours. Amen. But you did more to it. You did not only send us military forces. You sent missionary families. You sent us McDonald's fries. You sent us McDonald's so that when you visit there in the Philippines, at least you have one place to go. You won't starve. And so thank you so much for that. But I am a married man, blessed with three precious children. My oldest son is 23 years old, just recently graduated from one of our local universities, taking up Bachelor of Science in Secondary Education. The Lord talked to him about that course because we have an educational ministry. We have a Christian school. And I praise the Lord for a Christian school because through that Christian school, we have seen so many children come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and families being brought to the church, and some of them are now faithful members of our church. And Christian school is one of the tools that we used in the Philippines to reach out our fellow Filipinos with the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is taking my place. He is preaching for me. He is basically taking care of the ministry. And I praise the Lord for God saving him and his dedication to serve the Lord. My second son, who is 17 years old, he is also enrolled in one of our local universities, taking up a Bachelor of Political Science. He wanted to become a lawyer because I think he can show that one of these days our church will be sued. And so we want to have a lawyer. And so, but pray for him. He does the preaching on Sunday nights. He is being assisted with our men in the church as well. My youngest son, who is 15 years old, is also doing some ministry in one of our church plant. He does the song leading. I praise the Lord for children that, first of all, that he gave me who are saved, who love the Lord, and not only love the Lord, but serve the Lord. Right. Thankful for my wife also, for her testimony to our children. And I've been in the ministry for almost 25 years by the grace of God. Some could not believe because when they look at my face, they say that I look like 17. But really, I'm 45 years old. I'm old. I was born on July 25, 1973. And so before my graduation from high school, I got saved. And after my college, the missionary that led me to the Lord asked me if I can work with him. And I said, Pastor, I'm going to pray for that. Make sure that it is God's calling and it is His will. And before my graduation from college, the Lord confirmed that He wants me to work with Him. And so on January 21, 1994, we had our first service. And in that first service, I can't believe, I thought I was the greatest preacher in the world because I preached and everybody came forward. And we wonder, we in the first service, but everybody came forward, and what are we going to do? And so, but we talk about the Lord, and so many got saved on that day. So that today we are looking forward to our silver anniversary. Amen. Next year, because from 1994 to 2019. And with that period of time, I can tell you that the Lord has been so good. In the ministry, as I've told you, that our place is one of the well-known places in the world. It's the province of Leyte, and the capital city is Tacloban City. Way back on November 8, 2013, if you can still remember, we were hit by the strongest hurricane ever to make a landfall. Its local name is Typhoon Haiyan. But the international name is called Hurricane Haiyan. And I praise the Lord that through His faithfulness and goodness to us, He preserved us, because there was this miracle that took place, Pastor. When the storm surge came in, it was about 50 to 60 feet of water, depending where you are in our city. But the water did not come into the place we were staying. There was a miracle of preservation. There was a miracle of provision. Amen. Every time we are hit by hurricanes here in Florida, you are so familiar with hurricane. The number one problem always, especially in the third world country, is food. But the Lord graciously provided our needs through that. Amen. That is why I love to talk about Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Because of that hurricane, there was a revival that took place in our local congregation, our local church. Three new plant churches was established. And we are looking forward to starting another plant church where General Douglas MacArthur landed. In Palo Leyte. So be praying for us, because we are committed, number one, and engaged to planting churches. Not only planting churches, but we are also committed to producing co-laborers. We have a mini Bible Institute in our church, so that we want to train those young people who have surrendered their lives to go into the full-time service for the King. And we are also committed to protecting our converts, that is discipleship. Amen. And so I praise the Lord that our local church is doing its part in worldwide missions. Amen. Not we cannot do it all, our church, we cannot do it all, but if every local church will do its part, the world will be rich with the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am so thankful for Landmark Baptist Church for doing your part. And I am so thankful for help ministries as well, for just being there to help us come over here in the United States of America and present our burden and vision for our respective countries. And so thank you so much, Pastor, for allowing us to come and share our ministry in the Philippines and in Haiti as well. Continue to pray for us. Our country is our president. Some calls him as a controversial president, because some talks about, him being sponsoring, killings in the Philippines. It is not true, but just continue to pray, because our country is the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia. We don't believe in that because our country is predominantly Roman Catholic. 86% of the Philippines is still in Roman Catholicism. So I cannot call it a Christian nation. That is why we are there and praying to God that one day it would become a Christian nation as we endeavor to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I end this testimony this morning, let me just quote to you two verses. I have already quoted Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow believers in the Lord, when you are involved in missions giving, when you are involved in praying, in giving and going, there is that promise from that book that says, He will supply your need. He will supply your need, but He will not supply your greed. He doesn't promise to supply your greed, but He promised to supply your needs. And that there is a certainty to that promise. There is the coverage of that promise, all your need. I trust today that you will meditate on that verse. Number two, I would like to share to you Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And the last verse that I would like to share to you this morning is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58, wherein it says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Pastor, thank you so much. Pastor Tom, thank you so much. God bless you. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Brother Jerry. My, that's good preaching, tell you the truth. The Philippines are a special blessing. I've been over there, and it's good to go to a country that loves America, not just because they're trying to get a handout from us, but they love us because the gospel was taken over there to them. And then people like Brother Jerry is the evidence of that, and it's a different spirit over there, General Douglas MacArthur said at the end of World War II, he said it for Japan as well as Philippines and everywhere else, he said the answer is to send missionaries. That's what he said, and that's documented. He said either we send missionaries or Armageddon's going to be at the doorstep. He saw it being that serious. That's back 1944, 45, right in that area when he made that statement. And to see God's hand in the Philippines is very evident when you're over there. See the spirit of the people. And there are things I didn't like. I didn't like the traffic in Manila, Brother Jerry.
Yes, sir.
There was a guy that passed me on a bicycle when I was over there. And I thought, I wonder if I could trade this car for that bicycle. He was making better time than the missionary and I were in the car. But with all that said, it is a great spirit that the people have over there. And it's a refreshing thing to experience that. I've been some places where Americans were not so praised. In fact, criticized and almost dangerous to let some places know you are an American when you're there. So I appreciate the missionaries being with us. Now tonight we're going to hear from them and maybe some others also. And I want to remind you again, when you look at this gauge, it's not just something here. It's an outreach around the world and what God is doing with it. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes here on a Sunday, maybe we don't have the most exciting service. Maybe nobody gets saved, and the old devil kind of gets on my shoulder and says, oh, look here, I got you today. I get to thinking, you might have hit this spot, but there's spots all around the world we're invested in. And I guarantee you some good things was happening where the gospel was being preached around the world. And men like you heard from this morning. Brother from Haiti there, I hope you picked up on it. Do you know, except by the grace of God, you could have been born down there in the midst of that voodoo and all that false gods? Do you ever thank the Lord for just being born where you could hear the gospel and not being trapped in all that bad stuff? It is bad down there. I mean, the devil has had his way. And what a miracle it is for a man like that to get saved and be in a Christian school and have a ministry. And the need down there is great. And we have others down there that are serving. Praise God for what Helps Ministry is doing in places like that. And God is still getting his word out, even in the midst of some of the territory that Satan has had a hold on for a long time, like Haiti, yet God is still getting the gospel out. We praise the Lord for that. I want you to come back tonight. Now, I know where it is. You've been through a lot of mission conferences before. You can say, yeah, I know what's going to happen. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Come and see. And come praying for God to bless in our service tonight also. And we just praise God for these men coming and for Brother Tom. Brother Tom said he'd love to have a vacation so he could go home. Now, some of you may not can relate to that, but I've had folks say, what would you love to do with a day off? I'd love to stay home. That's true. You know, and my wife would love for me too. Get some work done. But anyway, anyway, pray for Brother Tom and these men that are coordinating. See, what the HEPS ministry is doing, they're bringing in missionaries and pastors from the field to show us what God is doing, because we can't all go over there and see. So they're coming in to show us and giving us the experience of hearing what your mission dollar is involved in. And it's an important work that God is doing. All right, we're going to dismiss for 8 or 10 minutes here, give you a break, and then the choir will come out and we'll get the 11 o'clock service started. You stay with us today.